So good morning. Today I'll talk about the burden of asthma among Wisconsin workers using two surveys to identify high-risk occupations, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, which I'll refer to as BRFIS, and the Asthma Callback Survey. For those of you not familiar with the Asthma Callback Survey, this is an in-depth asthma survey occurring about 2 weeks following the BRFIS survey for only those respondents who reported an asthma diagnosis. It includes questions on asthma self-management practices, symptoms, medication use, many other topics, as well as a work-related asthma module. So we know that work environment impacts the burden, progression, and severity of chronic disease. According to the Wisconsin Asthma Callback Survey, more than half of currently employed adults attribute their asthma to their workplace. There are two types of work-related asthma, asthma caused by work, known as occupational asthma, or asthma aggravated or exacerbated by work, referred to as work-exacerbated asthma. The burden of asthma among Wisconsin workers in specific industries especially and occupations, it's not well described. A 2016 MMWR published by NIOSH presented annual state estimates of current asthma among employed adults by industry and occupation. However, the number of respondents from only 1 year of Wisconsin BRFIS data really isn't good enough to produce a robust estimate of asthma by occupation. Our sample sizes are quite small from year to year. And there's also some question as to whether occupations associated with high prevalence of current asthma from the BRFIS are the same as those identified with high prevalence of work-related asthma. And since Wisconsin administered the Behavioral Risk Factor IO module in 2013, 14, and 15, as well as the Asthma Callback Survey, we attempted to answer this question by merging the two surveys' data. So using 3 years of survey data, we sought to estimate asthma prevalence among employed populations, identify high-risk occupations for current asthma from the BRFIS, and within the BRFIS data, through multivariate analysis, examine the association of current asthma with employment by occupation, adjusting for other risk factors. And then finally, compare high-risk occupations for current asthma from the BRFIS to those identified using work-related asthma estimates from the Asthma Callback Survey. And we hypothesized that the same high-risk occupations would be identified from both surveys. NIOSH coded our state's BRFIS IO text fields to 2002 census industry and occupation codes, and then we recoded to 10 occupational groups for analysis. We merged the 2013 through 15 BRFIS data with the Asthma Callback Survey for the work-related asthma prevalence sub-analysis. We estimated weighted employed population prevalence of current asthma from the BRFIS and work-related asthma from the Asthma Callback Survey, both overall and by occupational group. And then in multivariate analysis using Cox regression with constant time at risk and a robust variance estimator, we estimated the adjusted prevalence ratios to describe the association between occupation group and current asthma prevalence after adjustment for other potential risk factors for asthma. And we then compared the results from each analysis to determine if the same occupations were identified as high risk for current asthma as well as work-related asthma. So moving on to some results. This table shows a breakdown of the coding for the Wisconsin BRFIS interviews that offered the IO questions. It was only offered for the second half of 2014, thus you see our lower sample sizes that year. Of those employed who reached the IO section, 97% of our responses could be coded, which is great. However, you can see that approximately 20% of the respondents dropped out before even reaching these questions. And so we're testing the theory that this will improve with the 2016 data, that we won't have such a large drop-off because we've moved the IO questions up to the demographic section following employment. So hopefully we might be looking at, I don't know what other states see, but definitely less than 20% because we need every response. looking at the demographics of Wisconsin workers, we see a larger percentage of males, younger workers, and whites. Compared to the unemployed population not shown here, workers are more likely to be male and younger. In addition, in Wisconsin, the working population has a greater percentage of Hispanics. Now, looking at the demographics of Wisconsin workers reporting current asthma, we see some differences from the previous slide of all workers. There are actually 30% more females, twice as many persons aged 45 to 59 years old, and twice as many blacks in the population of workers with asthma compared to workers without asthma. Here in this figure, we're looking at the population prevalence of current asthma from the BRFAS, both overall and by occupational group. The overall asthma prevalence for all occupations was 8.4%. The highest prevalence of current asthma was seen among service occupations at 12.1%, office administrative support occupations at 10.7%, and professional and related occupations at 9%. The highest within the services group, we've identified the healthcare support occupations and building and ground maintenance workers with around 16% reporting current asthma prevalence. Some examples of healthcare support occupations might be home health aides, nurses aides, dental assistants, with some potential exposures such as cleaning products, latex, formaldehyde, even environmental tobacco smoke going into the homes. Some examples of maintenance occupations would include janitors, landscapers, pest control workers, and some potential exposures there may be cleaning products, dust, pollens, pesticides, mold. So this figure shows the results from the multivariate analysis of current asthma using the BRFAS data. As we saw in the previous slide, the highest prevalence of current asthma was reported among service occupations, which is shown here, about 12.8%, compared to the lowest prevalent groups. And I had to group farming, construction, and installation. They had the fewest number of responses, but also the lowest asthma prevalence within each of those. And even after adjustment in the multivariate model, service workers are 2.5 times as likely as the lowest risk workers to report current asthma. Other occupational groups, including office and administrative support workers and professional and related workers, also had elevated adjusted asthma prevalence ratios. I just wanted to quickly run through some of the other risk factors that were significantly associated with reporting current asthma in the multivariate analysis. Many of these are you're probably already familiar with if you've looked at some asthma analyses. Younger workers were more likely to report current asthma compared to workers over the age of 60, so 9.2% compared to 6.3%. And even after adjustment, the younger workers were still 1.5 times as likely as the older workers to report current asthma. Females were more likely to report current asthma than males, 10.6 versus 6.5%, and this held females had higher risk even after adjustment for other factors. Income. Workers with the lowest income, a household income of less than $15,000 annually, reported the highest prevalence of current asthma, about 17%, and after adjustment for other risk factors, the lowest income workers were over 2 times as likely to report current asthma as high income workers or higher income workers. And finally, obesity. Obese workers reported current asthma more frequently than non-obese workers, and this also held after adjustment. So now let's move on to the work-related asthma sub-analysis. The asthma callback survey included several questions to assess work-related asthma among ever-employed adults with current asthma. And you see some of the measures here. Now, these estimates were limited to the population of adults with current asthma from the callback, as well as those who were currently employed, so that the analysis would be comparable. About 13.8% of adults with current asthma report that they had doctor-diagnosed work-related asthma. And 51% of currently employed adults with asthma report that their disease was caused or made worse by their work exposures. And that's a combination of measures 1 through 4 shown here. So in the previous slide, we saw that 51.8% of currently employed adults with asthma reported work-related asthma, and that's shown in the last bar of the figure. The highest prevalence of work-related asthma, though, was reported among transportation and material moving occupations, 84.9%, followed by the service occupations, 69.4%, and farming, construction, and installation, 68.4%. Now, recall from the analysis looking at current asthma, this was our reference group with the lowest report of current asthma prevalence. But once you're already looking at individuals with current asthma, these occupational groups seem to stand out as having a higher risk of work-related asthma. Professional and related occupations reported the lowest prevalence of work-related asthma, and this is more what I would have thought would have been the reference group, maybe the group of occupations having fewer work exposures for asthma. So digging a little bit deeper into some specific occupations within these top three occupational groups, within transportation and material moving occupations, we saw highest work-related asthma prevalence among motor vehicle operators. Within service occupations, again, we see the two from the previous analysis. So healthcare support, about 81%, and building and ground maintenance workers, about 87%. And within the three occupational groups of farming, construction, and installation, that estimate was really driven by the construction trade workers, almost all of whom reported, all of whom with current asthma reported that their work either caused or made worse their asthma. So going back to our hypothesis, it was correct in identifying Wisconsin service workers, specifically healthcare support and building and ground maintenance workers, as having high work-related asthma and current asthma prevalence, even in a multivariate context. But it was not correct in that the analysis of work-related asthma identified some new high-risk occupations, construction trade workers, motor vehicle operators. It's not surprising that the two different methods produce different results, since work-related asthma cases are only a subset of all current asthma cases. And an argument could be made that the asthma callback survey provides more reliable information about work-related asthma than simply looking at the BRFAS asthma estimates stratified by occupation, which may miss some occupations that are at particular risk. Another explanation for the differences in identified occupation groups is that current occupation may differ from the occupation in which the asthma symptoms developed, as workers may switch jobs following an asthma diagnosis or even worsening symptoms at work. And again, the major limitation of this analysis was the small sample size of our annual BRFAS survey, and then following the callback survey, and our necessity to have to collapse the occupations down into a few groups. And so linking the BRFAS IO data to the asthma callback survey and aggregating across multiple states would allow us to confirm these results and perhaps expand analyses to look at some specific industries and occupations at risk for work-related asthma, as well as utilize more of the asthma callback survey data to classify work-related asthma severity and control. It provides a wealth of information. Thank you. Sure. That makes sense. I mean, I had similar thoughts about that, and I didn't look at it further, but it makes sense that you would, opt out of a work situation that puts you more at risk. So. I don't know about the occupational literature, but I know in asthma literature, asthma, they have done studies looking at, individuals with poor asthma control or more severe disease, and it does impact your days at work, and it does impact, you know, your lifelong earning potential.
So building on the same theme, but and maybe your numbers are too small. Yeah. Can you look at work aggregated versus work caused asthma by? Separate them out, but I just want to make it clear. When you're talking about occupation, are you talking about industry, or are you really talking about the NAICS codes, or are you talking about occupational codes when you're using the word?
These are census occupation codes.
These are census, okay. But anyway, so.
So in the asthma callback survey, I mean, there are hundreds of questions related to, you know, to asthma, but the work-related asthma module, there are a few other questions, but I don't believe there's a way to tease out whether it was the...
Yes, you could do that.
And you would have fewer, I mean, again, with the sample size, it's going to be a problem, but yes.
But you could separate the causal...
Sure, you could do that. You could do that. And there is a lot of overlap, too. I mean, some of the same people responded, you know, to both.
That might get at which came first, the occupation.
Sure. No, I did not. I included year on the strata line for the weighted survey analysis, but I did not reweight the survey.
Okay, I was wondering.
Right, I had checked in with our asthma, our BRFAS coordinator, and she felt that it was fine to proceed with this, so. Yes, so I thought I had this great way to combine asthma with occupation and looked at this, and then after this analysis, I read that Washington State had done this analysis and published it a few years ago with four times our sample size. So I was happy to see that although you were able to look at 19 occupational groups, Washington found the same finding that there is a difference in occupations between current asthma prevalence and work-related asthma prevalence. We identified some of the similar occupations, and so I was happy to see that even with our smaller sample size.
I have one more question, because we're starting to look at it in Michigan, and why look at occupation versus industry, or are you looking at both? Mm-hmm. Why pick occupation over industry versus industry over occupation?
I chose occupation. I think it's more specific. You can, for me, it's a way that you can actually see what somebody might have been doing. I know, Tish, did you look like you wanted to comment on that?
Really, when you're doing overall, I think you look at both. But when you are you focusing in on specific questions, sometimes it depends on the coding structure. You'll see in this analysis that sometimes it makes sense to use industry because it captures what you want, and sometimes it's
I mean, to me, industry is less specific. A laborer could be in any one of, you know.
The occupation codes are keyed off the industry. So a laborer, you know, is a different code in
so you can separate
right.
them out.
You can
yes.
separate them out, yeah.
It really depends. It's very
good. Thank you.